Hi guys, welcome back to our podcast. This is Anayam Ijoma. This is season 2 of our podcast.
I think episode something.
Episode 1.
No,
if you're starting season 2.
Oh, season 2. I've started season 2 already now.
I didn't know.
All those ones were doing that would go live and all.
Oh, yes. I thought that was part of season. I don't know, Jesus. This, you guys will see the title.
Okay.
But we had to come back with a banger, and that's what we did. I actually leave my notes over there.
Okay. Get it. So, what's our topic today? Because me, I'm getting trophified.
You guys, let's cheers to our first podcast in a long while. Let us know if you enjoy it. Make sure you subscribe and check out all our other versions on Apple Music, Audio Mac, everywhere you can see podcasts, right?
Yes, Spotify for Apple.
So, in today's podcast, we're going to be talking about public relationships. Because that's something everybody be all you know, funny enough, relationships are like public relationships. You see a lot of people talking about it.
Yes.
Like it's the amoeba of the century. So I wanted to talk about just a few topics. Do you guys think lesbian relationships are dying out?
Yes, that's something I have been
We'll come back to it, but we're asking the main questions now.
Do you guys think lesbian relationships are dying out?
Do you think that public relationships are failing in general?
Yes.
And does the internet break relationships?
Huh.
We have a lot of things to go into in this podcast.
So
today.
Stay tuned. Yes. Stay juicy. Get your drink. Get your
like us, everything. Because we're going to be spilling.
Alright, so who's going
to start? You can start. This is just everything.
So what should we start with?
I think we should start with our community talk. L relationships.
So me, I don't really know a lot of, if not for babe, I think I don't know anybody. I don't know anybody before. So I was like outside people, I know Nigerians, but like not even all Nigerians, just a few, like 3 or 4 or 5.
That we know right now.
So not that we know them personally, but the main cook of the issue is we've noticed like since last year it has been a battle of if lesbians are going to work out, especially YouTube couples that we watch.
We know
a few that have broken up and stayed there.
Yes. Broken up and gotten back together,
stayed there, like
stayed broken up.
Broken up.
Yeah, I feel like I don't even know because we don't watch like religiously, but like we saw like Izzy and Natalie, they had their
Cut
issue.
And Tay was last year.
Cut and Tay was not last year. Cut and Tay should be like
Cut and Tay was last year, finally, probably. Yeah,
anyways, we've had Sway and Jay, like. And when we first started, that's like 3 years ago, there were so many lesbian couples.
Yes.
That we could see, we were getting
some even stopped posting, but we don't even know if they are still together.
Yes, we were getting inspos for them. But I feel like there are some that have stayed.
Maynards have stayed.
And then these people that used to like we used to do their TikToks, can you remember?
Cut and Lex. Pray and J or something.
They sent you a message.
Precious and Jay.
Yes. Like there are some that have been able to stay. Yes. What do you guys think?
And are we like, really speaking facts?
What do you think? Do you think that something is wrong with the community?
Or do you think like maybe we're getting karma from God?
Karma from God? No. No.
I think it's
scary seeing a lot of us go down. Like I'm like
not like we've not had our own issues personally, but there's just this, I think we've, outside the love we have for each other, we've also committed.
Yes, commitment is very important, I think.
And being loyal.
Mm-hmm. But what do you guys think about this community? Because there's a community issues, we need them back. YouTube used to be so fun back in the days.
Yes, and we even know the YouTubers in Nigeria that are the spouse. We miss them too. We don't know what's going on.
I think they're still together, but we just don't see as much content. We still have
because
like,
people spout it.
That's another thing we're going to come to. Do you think the internet breaks relationships?
Yeah. It's getting hot in here. Please, you guys. Pause.
Let us know what you think about the community and why it's going out and if it's going to come back. And yeah, I said we still have some in Nigeria that still post. Yeah.
But how, what's been going on with you, girl? You've not come to our studio since. Like, what's happening?
What studio?
This studio. Why? You look so fly. Did you go somewhere and come back?
Can we go back? So yes, that's one thing, I think. And then do you guys think in general public relationships are breaking, are destroying? Because it just seems like after a while they always end up. And
so
I understand even in
real life,
okay, how did we just understand that Will Smith and Jada had been divorced for how many years?
And they are in a
9 or 6 years. You guys fooled me.
No, I think it's just a delusion. She might have said that for clout or no, for like, I don't,
because in
so.
Her message she said
they're still all together.
It's no, you know, there's co-parenting, so
yeah.
People outside they co-parent, they cohabit, like live together.
Mm.
So I've forgotten what I was about to say,
but I think two couples can keep their secrets for as long as as long as they are smart couples that keep their secrets so well that they can fool the whole world.
Yeah, which other relationships? I just feel like a lot of relationships be having issues online and
then,
you just be scared.
I just
to
remember
watch.
The two Libras relationship.
Oh yeah,
Izzy and Natalie. We didn't even talk about
it. We spoke about it,
but like not too deep. Sure.
Yeah, because we don't know. They still
know,
do a podcast. You were going to say my two Libras. I'm a Libra, so we have Chris. It's really Crystal, and I'm Lil Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I've forgotten the other name they call her. So yeah,
but I think
they broke up.
Yes,
if you guys know them, it broke my heart, but I don't want to speak about it.
Then I think signs come into play in relationship.
Yes.
As much as we want to overlook it, I think it's a very big deal. So please always ask your partner their sign and be sure you can coexist with them.
But I never used to like care about signs with relationships.
But you found out in a
yeah, way. Later when I found out, which was after everything, I'm like, child, it's already too late to say. Like, I'm already hooked. I can't even say I'm never dating.
Yeah.
So, does the internet break relationships?
I think for sure. Because, and why it breaks relationship is not because of the internet. It's because of the person. The person using the internet. So, yes, the internet maybe has like a 60%.
What do you guys 50%. Think? Do you think people should keep their relationships private? Or because some people say the internet will break relationships, don't put it out there. But I feel hiding your relationship leads to cheating, low key.
Yes, that is a fact though. But you can also be in a public relationship and still be cheating. You can cheat with someone that like, you guys
sure,
are public,
you can be public
I like,
and
I like
still
your
be
public
cheating.
Relationship, but we can be doing it on the side. So people bring deals.
Thank you for changing my mind, because I was like, I was bashing keeping relationships
private.
There
is no way. If somebody wants to, they should treat it
private. I still just feel like I am into the idea of public relationships. So
yes, no, I think I love public relationships. I'm not saying it's not a good thing. I'm just like, if it depends on the people in the relationship at the end of the day. People outside cannot talk. Even if you talk, they won't really give a fuck. Well, it depends on people outside.
So,
I say outside, inside the relationship. You guys, we lost our foot. footage.
We lost our footage, so we're going to have to insert the
audio
and we'll continue filming.
You guys donate money for us to buy a camera.
Yes, really, we need to buy a camera
and a laptop. That's all. But moving on,
we're saying, does the internet break relationships? So let's talk about this Nigerian couple, an influencer and a director on Twitter, Simi Sonia and Femi Dapsin. This is an example of how the internet can really destroy relationships. And some people just be jealous on the internet. Once they see that, you're in a relationship, they will be like, I'm going to bring up everything.
So this Nadi Jack. Well, we were bored sometime last week or 2 weeks ago, and we're always on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Not Twitter, X. We're always on X. And then we were seeing that Femi Dapsin was posting his babe every other second, so, that he's in love. He just bagged a boo or something. So we're like, I was always even
that he just out, you like, were saying Femi Dapsin just bagged a boo.
Yeah. So,
you were swiping like
I don't care now. Like, I don't know her. So, I didn't even know she was the one. It was even because of her.
So Femi Dapsin is a director in Nigeria. Oh no, sorry, producer.
Mm.
And Simi Sonia is like an influencer. She's in an influencer group of like, what they call it, influencers.
Hype squad.
That was actually the one for. We knew her. So they're dating now, they are being lovey dovey.
Femi Dapsin is a music video producer.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, producer, and he's big. So I feel like he just got someone he really cares about, and he was just showing off. And then someone from nowhere that we don't know that didn't bring.
Mm-hmm. No, continue.
She just came and she was started saying some things about him that we can't mention here, just kind of for the tweet.
I'll say it. Okay. Using a fake face. What's happening? She was just saying that at first when they started posting, people were like, they should keep it private. That is it, okay, they will come and hear their story. Yeah, they can't wait. They'll be here when they break up. Next thing. A fake page brings, she knows he was involved in some sexual acts. She knows
threesome.
Just he does drug someone, ran mad. Almost dragging the whole Twitter that I'll post the information on the 8th. I'll post it, but that's just it. No tea was actually brought out. But like, why didn't they just let the relationship flourish? People were like, no.
People are also like, they don't tire, they don't sleep, they don't do now. And me at the other side, based on who we are, I was like, I wish I could just do this and people care, but they don't really care for us in the community.
You're taking it another way.
But that was how I was feeling when I was seeing it and swiping.
That's how in my mind. That's your way of seeing it that way. So, alright.
So, you mean I can still do it? I didn't say I can't do it.
I'm like, you did it and people care.
True, sure.
So many people care. So, why do you think I got it? If you start to post on Twitter, let them not rest. They go come for you. See, you, don't worry. Don't worry. Okay, so I hope you guys are enjoying this podcast so far, because we're enjoying talking about it. So next thing, what do you guys actually think about keeping relationships private? Let us know the answer to all our questions in the comments.
Leave a comment anywhere.
I think Rihanna and ASAP have been an example of
a public private relationship.
We know they hear about their fights.
Because they hear about their good things.
Their good things, going to the restaurant.
Baby.
Yes, they have. Yeah. And I was going to say something about them. I feel like for you to be in a successful public relationship, you need to be strong.
Mm-hmm.
You need, see, Cardi B and Offset have gone through. a lot of relationships will go through and they can never work.
But they know that they are still good for each other and bad for each other. And so they still stay.
Yeah, so Cardi B, Offset, they already know the mindset of the game. So
yes.
Cardi B, Offset, ASAP, Rihanna, they are not going to let
outside, Queen.
Yes, outside people come and break their relationship. So that's why I believe like internet cannot necessarily break your relationship.
You want to end.
You let it in, except one person starts feeling themselves, or one person starts like being too insecure about what people are saying, or except the person is just bad and the person is fucking like everybody reaching out to them, then that's an issue. But I think like,
so they can fuck someone else, like people that
that's not what I'm saying. I feel like we need to, for relationships to work, we need to be real with each other, because
yeah.
Internet is so different from real life. And yeah, you might change to the internet. Maybe your Cardi B is not Cardi B at home. Cardi B is different from her real name. Do you get what I'm saying?
What's her real name?
Everybody has their real name, like, except for Kanye, some people, their real name is not their real name that they call them in the house and everywhere. So, like, they have to still be real with each other. I feel like those moments.
Yeah,
you know?
Sorry about all the random noises.
And then, yeah, talking about relationships that have gone far, there's a comeback. Nelly and Ashanti.
How long have they been together?
They've been together since they were young, since like 13 years back.
Whoa, that's...
And then...
What is this? Is it 6 o'clock? Oh, 4 o'clock. Mm-hmm.
And then they broke up and now they are back. Ah,
that's
I hate that this camera keeps cutting in between because they didn't see our facial reaction talking about Cardi B, Lisa, Clarence. But we move.
Yeah.
Nelly and Ashanti. I just love seeing public couples. What do you think about couples that work in the same industry? I love it. Like,
I love it. I think it's so cute.
Beyonce and Jay-Z. I've been jealous.
Yeah, we didn't mention them, but they've been there and they've had their own issues publicly and privately.
Mm-hmm.
Then Diddy and his girlfriend.
And do you guys think people do relationships with
like
clout? I don't know about Diddy and Carisha, like, no offense, but like,
but I think our relationship, I was planning to do it for clout.
You can't even be serious. I didn't really, clout, where you don't even like it.
At the time I met you,
you don't like
it. I was planning to milk it.
You were planning to milk it like Jay-Z milked Beyonce.
Yes! Wait, how did that go? Like,
you don't, you be like complaining about the attention, and you just had to take the shit to the neck. You know, you not attention directly. You feel like the attention you're getting forward is taking the attention from another thing that you should be doing.
Smart.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, that's more.
We've come to the end of this podcast. You guys, please let us know your thoughts. It was just like an open talk. We just wanted to like talk about everything. That's why everything was not set in stone. Like, yeah, but we hope you enjoyed it. We enjoyed talking about it. And we're sorry the thing kept cutting in between. But if you're listening to it, you're having a nice time. If you're watching it, you're still having a nice time. Make sure you check out our other podcasts. They are not on YouTube right now, but we have it on Apple Music, Anchor, everywhere.
Spotify. Check us out.
Okay guys,
this was
Bye.
Beautiful. Bye.